Chapter 3. This century, we have seen the development of skyscrapers. Tall towers which now dominate the skyline of most of the world's major cities. This century, we have seen the development of skyscrapers. Tall towers which now dominate the skyline of most of the world's major cities. This century, we have seen the development of skyscrapers. Tall towers which now dominate the skyline of most of the world's major cities. These immense twin towers are only 23 feet taller than the Sears Tower, but that is still enough to make them the tallest in the world. These immense twin towers are only 23 feet taller than the Sears Tower, but that is still enough to make them the tallest in the world. These immense twin towers are only 23 feet taller than the Sears Tower, but that is still enough to make them the tallest in the world. When it is completed, Millennium Tower will stand an astonishing 1 kilometer high. When it is completed, Millennium Tower will stand an astonishing 1 kilometer high. When it is completed, Millennium Tower will stand an astonishing 1 kilometer high. ,000 people will be able to work, shop, and live there. So it will be as big as a small town. 50,000 people will be able to work, shop, and live there. So it will be as big as a small town. 50,000 people will be able to work, shop, and live there. So it will be as big as a small town. From the top of the tower, a person will be able to see for 100 miles, although that person will have to be rather brave. The winds blowing at the top of the tower will be traveling at 200 miles per hour, making the whole building sway slightly. From the top of the tower, a person will be able to see for 100 miles, although that person will have to be rather brave. The winds blowing at the top of the tower will be traveling at 200 miles per hour, making the whole building sway slightly. From the top of the tower, a person will be able to see for 100 miles, although that person will have to be rather brave. The winds blowing at the top of the tower will be traveling at 200 miles per hour, making the whole building sway slightly. So with winds of that speed, and with the ever-present danger of another earthquake in Japan, will the tower be safe? So with winds of that speed, and with the ever-present danger of another earthquake in Japan, will the tower be safe? So with winds of that speed, and with the ever-present danger of another earthquake in Japan, will the tower be safe? Also, the huge area of the bottom stories will make it safe and secure, even in an earthquake. Also, the huge area of the bottom stories will make it safe and secure, even in an earthquake. Also, the huge area of the bottom stories will make it safe and secure, even in an earthquake.